Dave back, Zal Pals, here with Arthur Ball of Above Average Arts. AboveAverageArtist.com?
My website is AboveAverageArt.com, but I'm Arthur Ball, the Above Average Artist.
Right. Is this your first MegaCon?
No. MegaCon was like my second con ever when I was like 20. I'm 31 now. And I've been going pretty much every year except when I went to, back to college at SCAD, and I missed it for 4 years.
You've been an artist visiting here every year, or you've just been to the con every year?
I started volunteering at it, and then I was an artist every year. I can't stand going to a con if I'm not sitting at it.
Is this your favorite con, though, of all the cons?
It's fun. It's always cool because I live in Atlanta now, so I get to come back and I see people that I've seen for years, and they come up and reintroduce themselves and stuff. But cons fluctuate. Some years it's like terrible. Some years it's great, and it just like that with every convention I go to. But I think I go to Heroes Con in North Carolina, and that one's really cool because people go there for the artists. So like it's 50% of it is like Artist Alley. So that one's pretty cool, I'd say.
Your art here really stands out, I must say. I was on your website as soon as I left on Friday. I bought a piece from you, and I saw the variations of your different kind of art styles. I just watched you create a piece for a fan for their sketchbook. Is a lot of your art, do people ask you to make pieces, or are you inspired by pieces and you have an idea in your head?
Yeah, I draw all sorts of stuff, and that's another great reason to go to these art things is I look around, I make friends with artists who, and then I bug them for free stuff. But my great, really awesome artist that's like right down here is Echo Chernik, and she does a lot of digital stuff like me, but she does like really high-end, like fancy, beautiful stuff, and I do kind of like more of a cartoony, like lowbrow art. And she designs like wine bottles and stuff, and she still shows up here. And she, I try to just vary it up. I love like Renaissance artists because they didn't do one thing. Like Leonardo da Vinci was a weapons designer, and you know nobody gives him credit for that. But he didn't make his money off of painting the Mona Lisa. He made his money off of like designing ladders and things for scaling walls and stuff like that. So
you made an awesome piece of designing a pull tab like a want ad, like your Cthulhu and your Sinestro core. I thought it was a genius idea. Is this a series that you keep doing? Like, are you inspired when you see something, you're like, well, no one's done an art like that before, and you just had to do something different?
I'm like a clearance shopper, so I like buy a lot of stuff that's like weird sizes because they're on clearance, and I got a good deal on like 11 by like half 11 by 17 like plastic bags, and I was trying to think of stuff to put in them, and I had the idea. I saw some like band posters, and they were pretty cool, and then I was like, well, if you had like pull tabs, and I did the Sinestro one first. And I want to do all the cores, and you can rip off the pull tab and like tape it together and make a ring. But also, I really like street art too, but I don't want to be arrested. So people forget that when they do these like street art TV shows, they're like, yeah, you can get like arrested and fined a lot of money. But nobody's going to find me if I just tape something to a wall. So, like, I tape stuff. I actually have those, and I'll tape them to places. And I have one for this YouTube cartoon about MMA, and I taped it inside a UFC gym. And I have a Cthulhu one that I taped to the outside of a church on Easter. And so I thought that was fun. And, I thought it was a cool way I could have a little interactivity with my art.
Yeah, it's really, really cool stuff. How can people find your art online? Can we get your stuff online if you're not at a con?
I try to, my girlfriend hates it, but I try to Instagram everything. And then I have the Facebook. My Facebook is Facebook/whatever the above average artist. That's my page. And then I have Twitter, which is above average arts. I think all capital, like capital above, capital of average, whatever. And then my website, which takes you everything, is aboveaverageart.com. And I did it. I actually just recently redid it, so it doesn't have that much stuff on it. But I try to be. I'm trying to put it on like a blog. So I try to just. I try to write a story behind everything because art by itself is kind of boring. But if you can find the like, the reason why people did something, it's a little bit more interesting. Like I'm looking at this Squirtle picture right now, and why did he pick this pose? You know, like it's a cool Squirtle, but. I don't know why he picked it. It's a Patrick Towers. I might as well plug him. He's right there. So it's a Patrick Towers Squirtle. So there you go.
Thanks, man. Hey, guys, just check out underneath this audio clip. We'll have all the contact information and show you some of the artist art. Arthur, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.